It's all over the news. Justice Ginsburg trashed Donald Trump, calling him a faker and other nasty names.
Sides are now being taken in the unlikely Battle of the Titans. The 6'2" bombastic billionaire versus the 5'1" soft-spoken Supreme Court justice. And perhaps most surprisingly, it's the justice who started the fight. Ruth Bader Ginsburg telling CNN about Trump, he's a faker. He really has an ego. Not an offhand comment, she slammed Trump in 3 separate interviews, in another saying, "I can't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as our president," even joking she'd have to move to New Zealand.
Good idea, but why wish her on New Zealand? They're very environmentally conscious there, you know. And besides, she wouldn't be happy. They have no enshrined constitution for her to crap on. For like most Jews, Ginsburg's a political animal. And given the chance to legislate from the bench, no Jew, especially judicial activist Ginsburg, is going to pass that up with the notion of political neutrality. Now, some say Ginsburg crossed the line, while others say she lost her mind.
This is all the more reason why I hope I win.
Justice Ginsburg has made herself Donald Trump's new favorite target.
I think I'm questioning perhaps her mental capacity.
But questioning her moral capacity nails it better, since Ginsburg's a champion of killing babies while in their mother's wombs.
So when we talk about unfinished business, you've been a champion of reproductive freedom. How does it feel when you look across the country and you see states passing restrictions that make it inaccessible, if not technically illegal?
Who does that hurt? Mm-hmm. It hurts women who lack the means to go someplace else.
It's abortion that hurts women, not inaccessibility. You don't wage war on your own flesh and blood with impunity. It's Orwellian doublespeak. The word abortion means an induced termination of life. It's negative, since murder's a sin. The doublespeak term, reproductive freedom, means a woman is free to kill. It's positive, since freedom is a cherished thing. War is peace. Slavery is freedom, wrote Orwell when describing doublespeak in his book 1984. Today, murder is freedom truly describes so-called reproductive rights. And no thanks to Ginsburg, the word marriage has a whole new meaning.
You recently became the first justice to officiate a gay marriage. Why did you think it was important to perform that ceremony?
Society had grown up enough to recognize that if two people love each other and they're both are women or both are men, why should the law put up a no sign?
Because it's against God's law, you miserable hag. Society didn't grow up. It's been debauched by activist Jewish judges like you. And you call it love? Nah, the devil's in the details. How can a man contracting to have sex with another man's feces be construed as marriage? Well, anyone can marry now. Maybe soon you can marry your horse. But you'll still need Jewish credentials to be a justice at the Supreme Court. The travesty of Justice Ginsburg is moral bankruptcy. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the ditch. If perverters of God's law shape America's law, it will hardly crawl out again.